You may or may not have heard of a village in Germany called Lützerath. I think that's pronounced correctly. Probably not, but we didn't beat them in two world wars to pronounce their words correctly. So there have been protests in opposition of the town's destruction to make way for a coal plant. And of course, the necessity of this is that Germany has a suicidal energy policy where they tried to go green far too early without the technology to do so. So they've had to return to fossil fuels, and they've also been reliant on Russian gas or face mass shortages and lots of very cold Germans this winter. And of course, the proposal to build a new coal power plant has been opposed by lunatic environmentalists. And of course, this could have all been avoided if they just had sensible energy policy.
Yeah, but they deactivated all their clean nuclear power plants because they were like, well, that's radioactive waste, kind of that. Okay, so instead we're burning coal.
Yeah.
Good job.
But on a completely unrelated note, here is Stelios' new series, Symposium, and here is his episode called The Fool of Wisdom, where he talks about the concept of wisdom and how it has been declining in the West. So make sure to check that out. But moving on to this protest, here's Andy Ngo talking about some of the violent clashes here. He says that it's Antifa. I don't know. I imagine that's probably inevitably going to be some Antifa there, but I didn't see any Antifa flags, and it just looks like
I see some communist flags.
Yeah, I see.
So yeah, that will
it's close enough.
Yeah. No, he will be correct there. Like the communist movement in Germany is so overlapped. So
they're basically the same, are they? I can certainly believe it. But here they are being very violent, obviously. They vastly outnumber the police, so they're backed into a corner. But the point here is that, you know, this isn't a nice peaceful protest, at least at this point. It's clearly a violent one. So,
over a field.
Moving on to Greta Thunberg, because she was there, and she was there to show her support, obviously. She said that the coal plant shouldn't be built. And if you play this video, John, there are many videos, there are a couple of angles of her getting arrested.
You are not alone!
She's looking very smug about being arrested, carried like a medieval queen in a litter. So if you move on to some of the media reporting, the media loved this story. Pretty much everyone covered it. So here's Sky News, Greta Thunberg detained by police during eco-protest in German village. Then we move on to the BBC, Greta Thunberg detained at German coal protest. Then we move on to CNBC. Greta Thunberg arrested at German coal mine protest will be freed later, police say. Because, of course, yes, she's not going to face any charges, is she? And then we move on to the Washington Post. Greta Thunberg arrested at German coal mine protest. And then USA Today. Yeah, same story, obviously. I'm not going to read the titles anymore. And then even right-wing outlets like GB News talks about her being dragged away by police. But if we then go on to the next one, the video. Here she is being arrested, laughing and smiling, and the police posing with her smiling and giggling at the fact
that
she's about to get arrested. I mean, this doesn't look like an arrest to me. This looks like a photo op, doesn't it? I mean, they're not exactly detaining her properly.
Whole world is fake. You know what they say about an astroturfed movement? I mean,
yes.
If you wanted video evidence, that's it.
Mm-hmm. It's obviously all fake, isn't it? And of course, she's using this as some sort of clout mechanism whereby she's signing a letter vowing to continue protesting in the streets after being detained. It's trying to paint her as being a heroic figure. And of course, very few people in the media actually reported on the fact that the video came out that it was all a bit of a fake arrest setup. And the only one I was able to find was from Newsweek, where they talked about it having accusations of being a fake arrest, which is the closest. So well done. Well done, Newsweek, for
accusations. Mostly from the video evidence.
So, Caitlin Lewis, you might at least have some very small shred of integrity for a mainstream media journalist. So, well done. But it's also worth mentioning this article from April 2022, where it was a puff piece from Politico titled, Greta Thunberg doesn't want you to talk about her anymore. And yet, she's doing these weird photo ops where she's faking being arrested. Clearly, not talking about her didn't work. She has to be the center of attention. I mean,
it's also like that. That's true. Like, if you don't talk about the thing, it sort of dies if it's an attention-based situation, like activist one, right? But that's only if it's a real thing. If it's an astroturfed event, individual, or movement, then paying attention to it doesn't matter. It's astroturfed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point.
But the obvious implication here is that a lot of the eco-protests, where you see them being carried away, well, if Greta Thunberg here has been caught out being videoed, basically posing for being arrested, then it goes to shed doubt on lots of the other climate protests. And of course, I don't really agree with them protesting at all, and they've been a right nuisance, and I don't know what they're thinking.
The reason for the coal power plant is Greta Thunberg's doing. The fact that they had to shut down the nuclear power plants in Germany because of idiot policy based on her ideology of, well, we need to just stop making energy. That'll save the planet, bro. And so they did, and then they were relying on Russian gas, Russian war happens, and then the government's like, hang on a minute, what now? Well, coal.
It's just so frustrating, isn't it? Because common sense, like, yes, if you shut down your power plants, you're going to not have enough power. If you're dependent on foreign imports, you're beholden to that country. So their suicidal policy that's been brought about by people like Greta has come to shoot them in the foot. And what I want to draw attention to is that activists like this need to be called out. And the fact that the mainstream media is hardly doing it, I mean, one outlet of many, I looked for quite some time to try and find some others reporting on the fact that it seemed to be staged and very, very few were. So every time someone brings up the climate, just be like, yeah, Greta faked her arrest. It's all a psyop. Don't listen to it.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this episode on morality. And if you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.